Talk some Pattonsburg boys basketball here. Bill Potter over at Pattonsburg. The Panthers, they have a night off. Wasn't supposed to be a night off tonight. We're making our way through the Davies County coaches shows. I have no idea what order they're going to run in, but if we have Tri-County coming up, you'll hear this from Coach. Tri-County got a little bit of sickness going through the system, so they're not able to play the boys game over at Pattonsburg tonight, so that'll give it'll be a girls game, so I'm sure the coach will get them in the gym a little bit for practice. But Coach, heck of a doubleheader last night. It's always fun when Pattonsburg and Winston plays, and Panthers got a couple of close, hard-fought victories. I saw Winston play at the Gallatin tournament last week, so I know how quality they are. That was a good win for the Panthers last night.
Yeah, it was. They play hard, both communities being not very far apart. They take a little pride in their basketball, and both communities were into the ball game. The crowd was electric, and the kids got up for the game. Winston's got a really good team. The Yahtzee kid, number 35, left-hander in the post, he's just big and athletic and moves well for his size. For a sophomore kid, he's pretty good.
Yeah, I saw him, and, you know, certainly in the game I called against Trenton that Winston has, I was just impressed by the fact that you said, you know, he's left-handed, which makes him a little different. He catches the ball well, and you know, he knows what he's doing when he catches it. You got those three combinations. That makes you really tough, especially when he can finish at the iron.
Yeah, you know, he finished pretty good. I'm sure there's some shots that he missed that he'd like to have back, but as a whole, he played hard for four quarters, and we kept rotating guys in on him and beating on him and trying to do everything we could to slow him down. But he gets on that left block, he's hard to stop.
You got third place at the Albany tournament, Coach. Overall, were you pretty pleased with the way that the boys played last week?
Yeah, pretty well. We came out against Albany, and that was a tough game with the Kemper kid, Kemper Klein. But then the Princeton, holy smokes, that Talon Holt kid, he's big and long and strong and athletic. When he comes out and starts hitting 25-footers, it's pretty tough. And then the rest of the guys just went crazy on us and hitting 11 three-pointers for a team, that's pretty hard to stop.
Yeah, I was really, with the HTC teams that I saw, and I know, you know, Pattonsburg now a member of the GRC, but you have Winston on the road last night. You got a win. You got Gilman City at your place coming up on Friday. I was, you know, quite impressed with the way Gilman City can score the ball. I thought offensively, at the very least, that's one of the better Gilman City boys teams I've seen in the last 10 years.
That's what I've seen a little bit of them, and of course we co-op 8-man football with them, and did some softball with them, so got to know them kids pretty good. They're a good bunch of kids, really likable. But they, I get to know them and what they're doing. They're pretty athletic, and they shoot the ball well, they've got them playing pretty hard.
Yeah, how much, you know, it's historically it's been that way, and they're not very far apart, but just the fact that the kids play on the same football team in the fall now, I'd imagine that really kind of spices up the rivalry between the Hawks and the Panthers when they get together in the winter.
They do. They do. These kids, girls and boys, like each other really well, and it seems like our dances is mostly Gilman City kids anymore, and part of their dances is mostly Pattonsburg kids. The kids get along and they like each other. They'll have fun with each other on the court, but they'll still take it serious, and they've got the pride of who's going to win and lose, and there'll be a little smack talking afterwards.
So you're 3-2 at this point, Coach. I can often look at kind of a resume, or, you know, as I call it, scores, or I, you know, refer to it as a resume, and kind of get an idea what a team has. Yeah, sometimes you give up a lot of points and you've lost. Sometimes, you know, like last night, you haven't scored a lot of points and you've won. You know, you got a close win against Albany, sitting at 3-2. Is there anything that you kind of feel like is something that this is going to kind of define our team this year? The guys kind of figure that out a little bit.
They're kind of figuring it out. Against even Worth County in the third place game, and even last night, against Winston, we was ahead by Winston by 9 with like 3 minutes to go, and they started fouling, and we missed a couple free throws, and then we had a couple turnovers, so we weren't very smart, trying to do too much, and then we're just trying to figure out how to kind of win when we need to. We try to slow it down a little bit, take some time off the clock, and we got to work on some things like with that. But as a whole, we're learning how to take care of it and win these close games.
Next game up for the boys from Pattonsburg, Gilman City at Pattonsburg Friday night. North Harrison will be at Pattonsburg 1 week from tonight. We'll talk about that next week with Coach Potthoff. Coach, thanks for joining us, and have a great rest of the week. Good luck on Friday.
All right. Hey, thank you.